This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to Covered in Pet Hair, a boozy show for pet lovers on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Isabel Alvarez-Arada, and today I have the pleasure of having a drink and a chat with two of my favorite crazy cat people who wear robes in public, and today I'm going to find out why. Don't go anywhere. I will be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Covered in Pet Hair. I'm your host, Isabel Alvarez-Arada, and today I have the pleasure of having a drink and a chat with cat dads, cat lovers, advocates, creators, rescuers. One is a rapper turned trapper. You know him as Sterling the Trap King Davis. And then the other is an actor who still acts, who has turned crazy cat lady, Nathan Keene. Welcome, my favorite two guys representing the crazy cat ladies of America. Welcome, Nathan and Sterling. It's so good to see you guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
What up?
Oh, it's my pleasure. Hi. Sterling. Say hi again. Yes. I cut you off.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. Do you know what we're celebrating today? Why I'm wearing hot pink? We're celebrating love and Valentine's Day.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm always down for that.
Always down to celebrating love.
All right. So before we get started, I need to know relationship status.
Single.
Just for the viewers. Single.
Single.
Okay.
Single.
Single. Okay.
Because
ladies.
That one gets confused.
And
a
straight.
Lot,
yes. Okay.
Single and straight.
Single and straight. Okay. Yeah. Fantastic. I am straight, but not single. Sorry, guys. But I just wanted to know for our viewers, for our listeners, just so that the mystery is gone. But before I dig into who you guys are, I'm sure most people know, but for those who don't, I want to dig into all of your story, your romance, because that's what we're celebrating here. And all that you guys do for the animals, because that's what makes you guys so special, is how much advocacy you do for the cats of the United States and in your area specifically. So before we do that, though, I'm going to introduce our drinking game today. So my guests won't know what the drinking word is, but every time you hear this word,
the secret word is pickles.
Take a drink of whatever you're enjoying, but please be over 21 in the U.S. to partake in an alcoholic beverage. Never drink and drive, and always drink responsibly. So this is a boozy show for pet lovers. So what are you guys having? Who wants to start telling me what you're boozing on today?
Well, since it is midday, I'm starting with a beer. I got a little Long Island lager rocking right now. So I'm chilling on a lager, but I got a second one here. And now that we know what, there's going to be a word to drink, that's fantastic. And you guys are lucky that I don't know what it is, because I would make you drink so much over the next half.
You're going to need that extra drink, because we are playing a drinking game in the second half of the show. Sterling, what are you having today?
I've started light because it's a little early with a White Claw.
Okay, so you both are starting light with a beer and a White Claw. What is your usual drink when you're like at Super Zoo or one of your events that you're having a fun time letting your hair down?
Oh, man, I've been a whiskey or a tequila guy lately. Tequila, depending on how bad I want the night to be and if I want to remember it. Whiskey, if I'm just like, I'm going to behave. But it'll
really
at some point.
Okay. And how about you, Sterling?
I'm a tequila guy. Tequila guy for sure.
Me too. Yeah. I'm a tequila girl. My alter ego's name is Tequila Toti, because that was my nickname growing up. I'm Tequila Toti. Yes. That's okay, awesome. Nickname. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate
it. What Sterling won't tell you is he starts off the night with Long Island iced teas and switches to tequila. He never admits it, but he orders a Long Island iced tea at dinner and goes through two or three. That's his base, no. And then tequila. Let's be honest,
Nathan. Come on. Nathan know me too good. I have been known to start with a Long Island. Yeah.
Okay, so I have seen you guys out at like 2 a.m. in Vegas. I would have never said that Sterling was that deep into Long Island iced teas. So you must you carry your liquor well. You hold your liquor well.
He carries it to a point. Sterling has a tip. He has a very fine tipping point. You know the straw that broke the camel's back?
Yes.
Yeah. Sterling will be good. And then he takes that one sip. And then I'm tracking him, trying to find him in Vegas casinos at 4 in the morning because he refuses to answer his phone. Yeah. I'm a slow build.
I don't know what this dude is talking about.
Uh-huh.
You guys both get super cuddly. I've seen y'all in action. You guys both get super cuddly with all of your fans that follow you around Vegas, but I won't tell. Don't. I'm observing. I'm not going to say anything. Well, I'm actually joining you guys with a romantic drink. I've called this the Blossom Gin and Tonic. It's got pink. It's got rose petals in there that I picked up in Spain when I was there. And I love a gin tonic. Wow. So cheers, guys. Thanks for being on the show.
Heck yeah.
Cheers.
I love it.
Cheers, cheers, cheers. All right. So guys, I always introduce this show with a game and today is no different. Today, because we are celebrating Valentine's Day and I know that you are both straight, single men, I can invite you to play cat-inspired pickup lines. And you're going to tell me if your perfect girl, just whomever that is, comes up to you and says these lines, if they would work or if they would not. But I'm actually going to change this to gallery view so I can see everybody's reactions.
Ooh, okay. All right.
All right.
Let's go. Let's see what we got.
So I'm going to give them both to you. Both of you are going to tell me whether or not this would work. Are you guys ready to play?
I'm so ready.
All right.
All right. Are you wearing catnip? Because you've got me all worked up.
100% would work. 100%.
Not 100, but it would work.
Well, of course, depending on the person sending.
No. This is your ideal
match. Oh, yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, so ideal, 100% that's working.
All right, can I be honest? I'd like to climb you like a cat tree. I love Nathan's
again, tree. You know what? I'm going 100% yes on this, and I'll tell you what. Here's the thing. Girls never drop pickup lines. You want to see the extent of a girl hitting on you? Bar or a club or something. I'm gonna roll over here. This is the extent that you get. I'm supposed to see that little shy look away and go, I think she wants me to come over and hit, but they will not get. So if a girl walked up to me and confidently was like, I'm gonna climb you like a cat tree, I'd be like, I'm gonna buy you a drink right now. That's where I would be.
I think that anybody who utters these deserves a drink. I really do. Yeah, I really 100%. Do think that they've earned a drink.
Cat related. All right.
Cat related. I mean, of course. Are those your pheromones or is it a plug-in?
That might not get me. That's the first one.
I'd go a little puzzled on that one. I'm going to be honest.
A pheromone plug-in. I mean, it's cat inspired.
I get it. I'm going to get that one.
It's not working for you. It's not
like a feel away type of deal. I get it.
Yeah. It's a feel away. It's a feel away reference. Yeah, it is. Right. It is. Yeah. Honorable mention, right? Honorable mention on that one.
Yeah, right.
Give me that.
All right. You must be a laser pointer because you've got my full attention.
Okay, that's not bad. That's not bad. I'll give that one like a 70%. It's cute. The other ones were definitely better, but it's not bad.
All right. We still have a few. We have a few. Medium.
I know, yeah.
If I said you had nice whiskers, would you hold them against me?
Ooh, I know the original one that comes from, and so I like that.
That's cool. Yeah. I'm down. I'm rocking with it.
Not bad. That's 7 out of 10. 7 out of 10.
All right. Cool. All right. Let's see next one. This one, I don't even know if I can say this one. I'm embarrassed.
Take a sip of your gin and blossom.
The fact that you can't say it, I like it.
All right. You're ready? You're intrigued?
Yeah.
Are you a cat whisperer? You look like you'd know your way around a pussy.
Wow. Oh my goodness. That was, man, you know, this reminds me too much of my Wine Wednesday, Sterling.
Right. That's what it's been like.
That is. You're getting a drink. I'm buying it. Like, I'm buying that person.
Yeah,
a drink.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm
buying that. If I'm there, I'm buying her a drink too. I'm sorry.
That is
like
that is
damn. Yeah,
if
that
you
is,
walk
that
up
is,
and you say that, you got me. You.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
yeah,
have
yeah.
to continue the conversation.
I literally.
At the very least.
My heart is pounding. I'm so embarrassed having said that. So I definitely did not pick my husband up that way, I assure you. Okay. What if we went back to your place and made each other purr?
I'm a sucker for anything with purr in it, so I got it.
Nathan's on the fence about that one.
That's not bad. I'll still give like an 8 out of 10. I love the confidence one. Like, the confidence is key.
Yeah. Good. All right. Is that a furball, or are you just happy to see me?
I feel that's like I don't want to be more offended by that. I've seen furballs.
Yeah? You're like a furball. How dare you?
A furball, yeah.
Dang.
All right. That's the one right. bad sound I wake up for. All
right. Let's see. Last one. Yeah, that's true. You don't want that. Okay. Pet me to see what girlfriend material feels like.
Oh, that's kind of good.
That's a good one, right?
That's so that one, I didn't. That's trick worthy.
I did not come up with that one. That's a shout out to Specs Eyewear, Christina, on my page. She actually gave that one to me, and I was like, that's sexy. That would work on me.
Not bad.
That's pretty hot.
Right? All right. Well, good job, guys. You guys are good sports. I appreciate you playing along with me.
That was amazing.
And I will never forget your expressions on some of those.
I didn't know. Like, I didn't know what to expect. You caught me off guard with the pussy one. That was gold.
Right,
come
right,
on.
Right.
It's a pet related show. We talk about pussy and we talk about poo. Like, that's what we do
Sterling
here,
and
guys.
I made a pussy
come
joke on.
On
Shark Tank.
I was
Did
about
you
to
really?
Say that took me back. Yeah. That took us back to the Shark Tank days.
So Sterling and I launched a cat person's dating app on Shark Tank a couple years ago. And our opening line was, the lady said, "Can you believe that these guys have been rejected on dating apps for something they both love?" And we said, "Pussy, cats."
Pussy.
And then we held
we
up
had cats in our hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
That
Mark
is
Cuban
perfection.
Ran away with that one. He loved it.
Right.
I'm sure
right.
he
Mark
did.
Cuban
you guys
say it.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. did they have to bleep it, or was it
no,
family friendly?
We spoke to the lawyers ahead of time. As long as we didn't leave more than like, it was like 1.7 seconds, like very specific. As long as there wasn't that long of a gap, it was fine. But if we paused too long, it was out. So we had it down to
rehearse that.
We take
oh
our
my
pussy
gosh.
Jokes
so,
very seriously.
So wait, so I'm gonna have to edit Pat into my question, aren't I?
No. This isn't Shark Tank. You do what you want.
yeah, exactly. I think my executive producer has had to use the beep sometimes with the F-bombs on this show and on some colorful language. I've had colorful guests. So you know. All right. So I love your relationship. We're celebrating romance, love. How did you guys meet? Take us back.
And bingo at a cat cafe, like everyone meets.
Wait, yeah. What city were you in? Catman bingo at a cat cafe?
Yeah.
In LA.
It was in LA, and we were at a cat cafe lounge in Culver City, and I had been going there to help kind of promote them. I just started getting into rescue and sanctuaries and stuff, and they're like, "Hey, we're doing Catman Bingo. Do you want to come?" And I was like, "I don't know what that is, but yes." And it was Sterling and Catman.
My buddy
West
Adam.
Yeah,
Catman of West Oakland.
And they were hosting. And then at one point, they were like, "Do you want to get up and do this?" And I was like, "I'll help." And I like read some off and made a bunch of dirty jokes. And we got along real well. And then, and then I bumped into him again at CatCon. And I was like, "Hey, Catman Bingo guy." And we hit it off. And then we hosted KittyCon in Tampa after that together, and then from there it was like we're in.
We just kept running into each other, so it was like after that it was like we clicked, and then it was like, "Hey, you here? Hey, wait, it's the homie."
I think it was drinking in Tampa that really set like locked it in though.
Yeah.
That's why we
drink on this show, because you can really tell you have like chemistry with somebody when you're having a cocktail together. I completely agree. So how long ago was that?
2019. 5 years?
Yeah.
Oh, so right before the pandemic.
Right before the pandemic.
Yeah.
Okay. So would you guys call your relationship a bromance? Is that something that you guys have? Yeah.
We call it a bromance all the time. Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure that. Yeah. Okay. All right. And when did you guys start partnering? Is that Tampa trip? Like, was that a choice?
And that wasn't even intentional. They were trying to get a host and, they couldn't decide between like And it's funny how many times this has happened to us where they were like, yeah, we're trying to get somebody, but we want you to. And we're thinking about this guy Sterling the track. I was like, that's my point. Yeah, let's do it together. So they got us both. And then with Shark Tank too, the dating app, this company who had a dog person's dating app wanted to do a cat one. And they're like, yeah, we need like a representative. And so they were reaching out and they were negotiating between me and Sterling. And I was like, well, hey, who's the other guy? And they're like, oh, it's this guy Sterling the track. And I was like, we'll do it together. He's like one of my best buds. So yeah, so we've been partnering on as many things as we can, a lot of brand deals, a lot of, you know, and then the conventions, of course, where we met.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do the convention circuit a lot.
Okay, so what is with the Catalyst robes? Why are you guys always in robes?
So, I mean, we're crazy cat ladies. So
yeah, you got to have a robe.
So we like to lean into the stereotype because then you can make it cool. You know, like the fastest way to make anything cool is to lean into it, and then it's not a problem anymore. Mm-hmm. So you know, I used to wear bathrobes on my page all the time as like a joke. And, you know, I'd be like, oh yeah, crazy cat lady. I drink wine. I hosted a Wine Wednesday on my live stream where I drink a bottle of wine in a bathrobe on a hoverboard. And then Catalyst was like, hey, come out to, I think it was Super Zoo was the first one. Was it Super Zoo or Global the first one?
No, I think it was Global.
I don't know. So much has happened since then. But they were like, yeah, we need to get you guys branded like shirts. Like, do you want shirts, jackets? And we were like, how about bathrobes? We're crazy cat ladies. So they printed bathrobes, and now it's become a thing. Like, I got Sterling and I are old custom ones. Mine says cat lady on the back. His says Trap King. And I've had three other brands send me a custom bathrobe with their print on it to wear. So I have like seven bathrobes in my closet right now. It's fantastic.
That is amazing. I love it.
I haven't counted how many robes I got, but it's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot.
Really? Really? Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. I had a fellow crazy cat lady on the show, Carolyn Rafferty, who does the Cat Savant. She was talking about Catalyst. Yeah, she was talking about Catalyst cat litter and how she's going to try it and all this. And I asked her, so why do Nathan and Sterling wear robes? She couldn't figure it out. Nobody could figure it out. So I'm glad that I finally have you guys to clear it up for us. I definitely think that you guys, along with the two crazy cat ladies, have made it cool to be a crazy cat lady.
100%. Oh, I love the two crazy cat ladies. Shout out to Jay and Adrian. They're the best.
Shout out Jay and Adrian. I met them on the show. I actually invited them on the show. We hit it off, had a great episode. Yeah. And then I finally got to see them in real life at Super Zoo in 2022. And I adore them. They're wonderful. And that's why I met you guys at their party. Were you always, Nathan, a cat person before you got involved in all this?
Yeah. So it's funny. I grew up with three cats and two dogs. So I always had cats in the house, and my whole room was like a jungle. I had tigers, panthers, like every big cat on the wall. And I wanted to go into like zoology. I wanted to study tigers and all that stuff. But I also loved acting. And at some point I leaned more into the acting and started pursuing modeling and acting. And then I moved to LA. Long story short, I ended up with cats. And while pursuing the acting thing, I was like, oh, I'll post with my cats. And it took off. So it was weird. The two worlds I wanted eventually just kind of merged. But yeah, I've been a cat guy since I was very little. So that was always been a plan, is to work with cats.
And cats specifically, never dogs. You were never a dog person.
Well, I grew up with dogs and cats. I love dogs, but like I wanted to like study like big cats and tigers, and like I had a special place in my heart. But I will, like, here's the thing though, and I say this all the time, cat people love dogs and all animals. Dog people are the only ones that get specific. So yeah, cat people are like, yeah, we love everything, like ferrets, bunnies, snakes.
100%.
An alligator the other day. Like, we love animals.
Yes, agreed. I am an animal person. I have a cat. I have dogs. I've raised hand-raised kittens. I've done it all. And honestly, there's nothing cuter than a baby kitten. I will say that. That is my preference when it comes to the baby animals. But I agree that the only people I hear talking smack about another species are the dog lovers. So yes, dog lovers have to be a little more, you know, accepting of the rest of the animals out there. So, Sterling, how about you? When did you become the Trap King?
Well, I've always been a cat lover. Like, I've always loved cats. Like Nathan said, I had dogs before, but I've leaned more towards cats. Just love cats. Even when I was little, I used to sneak cats in my grandma's basement. Like, I've always been a cat guy. I love big cats too. Like, just always been a cat guy. And sometime around between 2012 and 2017, is when I took it to another level and started my nonprofit, Trap King, and went to rescuing cats. But I've always loved cats.
And where are you located right now, both of you? Nathan, are you still in LA?
Yeah, still in LA. I just moved recently, but I'm still in LA.
Cool. And Sterling?
Atlanta. I'm out here in Atlanta.
Is that where you do most of your trapping?
Yeah, but I've been like, after the pandemic, even before the pandemic, I've been traveling a lot. Like, I've been out there with Nathan in LA trapping, Chicago, mm-hmm. New York, Florida, Philadelphia, some of everywhere. I go to Asheville, North Carolina a lot and trap. I'm kind of all over. I live in my RV. I'm in here now, so I'm kind of everywhere with it.
So you drive wherever you go?
Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes I fly. I've flown to the West Coast. I haven't made that 3-day trip yet. I'm going to get Nathan to ride out with me on one of these 3-day.
We'll do a little road trip.
And yeah. We need live vlogging of it, okay? We need to see all of it.
We'll document the crap out of that thing.
Document that, please. I just need, not for me, but for all the single women tuning in, please. Of course. So anyway, I need to take a break here. But when we come back, we're actually going to talk about your cat parenting styles, and more. So don't go anywhere. I will be right back with Nathan and Sterling.
Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your cat tree tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. cattreetray.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets
on Pet Life Radio. PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Covered in Pet Hair. I'm your host, Isabel Alvarez-Arada, and today I am speaking to two of my favorite cat lovers, Nathan the Cat Lady and Sterling the Trap King. And I am going to invite you guys to play a second game with me. And this is, of course, a drinking game because this is a boozy show for pet lovers. And we're going to play Never Have I Ever Cat Dad Edition.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Oh, no, don't worry. There's no more dating stuff in here right now.
Okay.
I'm going to let you off the hook on that one. I'm letting you off the hook on that. All right. I mean, we're going to get personal, but not like that. Are you guys ready to play?
So ready.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right. Here we go. Back to gallery view so I can see everybody. We got to see if you're drinking or not. And we're all cat parents here, but this is cat dad edition. Okay. So I won't drink. All right. I'll just drink whenever I feel like drinking. Okay. All right. Never have I ever had a cat jump on my lap while going potty.
Do we have to put a finger down or we just drink?
Just drink. If you're guilty, you drink.
Yeah.
If you're watching this and you have a cat and your cat has never sat on your lap while you're going potty, then is your cat even a cat?
Yeah. Right. Cat know how to open the door.
Oh my gosh. All right. Never have I ever asked a cat if he or she saw a ghost again.
Of course. I know Pickle sees something. He won't tell me, but he sees it. He sees it. 100%.
Maybe it's like an old Hollywood star's spirit.
It's something. That frantic look up and look
around. Yeah, where they just stare at the wall and then like the hair goes up. Yeah, terrifying.
Yeah, it is terrifying. Never have I ever given my cat a romantic inspired or romantic-ish nickname.
Romantic-ish.
Baby cutie, babe.
Ginger. I got my baby girl in my lap right now.
Baby girl.
I've called her Schmeekums a couple of times too, so I'll drink twice.
How about you, Sterling?
Oh yeah, Demita the Diva, Baby a lot. Alanis Morissette, I just call her Baby Alanis. Like, I don't even, it's just Baby Alanis all the time.
Yep. Never have I ever had a cat sit on my face.
Actually,
I mean, my cat sleeps on my head every single day. There's no way that your cat...
I've had him, like, sleep on me. I'm trying to think specifically sat on my face.
I don't think I've had a cat specifically sit
You have some... That's really fun because you have cats with boundaries. I apparently do not.
They're respectful. All right.
Captain Wood and Nipsey will.
Yeah. They don't care. If it fits, it sits, right? But all right. Right on the face. And I'm allergic to cats, so it's very uncomfortable for me when they do that. But hey, that's my fault for living with cats. I just can't live without my kitty. All right. Never have I ever thought a cat was trying to kill me. I have a feeling, Trap King, you have definitely had some cats look at you like they're going to kill you.
Oh, yeah. Doing cat rescue, the cat looking at you from a trap, I've gotten some looks like, if you get out that trap, you're going to probably take me out, for sure.
Oh, the worst one I had, this was back before I just started Nathan the Cat Lady. I was at my ex's house and there was kittens living under the patio or the crawl space under the house next door. And I went down to get the kittens to bring them to rescuers. And the mom cat was in the back and I shined a flashlight on her and I just saw the butt wiggle and just charged me. And I scooted out of that crawl space. I don't think I've ever moved that fast in my life because I was sitting there grabbing kittens and she was not a happy kitty.
She's like, where are you going with those? They belong to me.
She was
going to
end me.
She was. I mean, I would have ended you too. I'm with the cat on this one.
Oh,
all right. Have you ever sustained a significant cat bite? Never have I ever sustained a significant cat bite.
Bite? No. Scratch? Yes.
Okay.
And it's actually one of my favorite stories from when I was, when I used to do my Wine Wednesdays. We actually had an inside joke from this story. It was my old apartment and my youngest cat, Annie, and the cat I was living with, Princess, they used to scuffle every once in a while. And it was like 2 a.m. and I heard them start fighting. So I ran out butt naked into the living room because I was sleeping naked at the time. It was summer. What do you do? Ran out and I grabbed Annie and I lift her up and she kicks with her hind leg and cut my whole palm open. And ran out of my hand. And so I'm sitting there bleeding down my arm. And my roommate at the time starts coming down the stairs. And I just yelled, I was like, don't come downstairs. I'm naked and bleeding. And I heard him stop. He was like, what? I was like, just don't come downstairs. So my old Wine Wednesday, they wanted me to make a shirt that says naked and bleeding. Which I don't
naked
think anybody
and
know what that means. But yeah, don't come down here. I'm naked and bleeding.
It's like, what have you not been telling me as a roommate, bro?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's the last time he's ever going to check on you, that's for sure.
Yup.
Never have I ever referred to my cat, any of my cats, as an emotional support animal.
Oh, man. To me,
every day.
Well, time to pop another drink.
Every day, right? Every day. Oh, cats are such amazing energy absorbers and cleansers.
Oh, yeah. I got Ginger in my lap right now. Isn't that right, baby girl?
Ben goes over here. He's ignoring me. He knows the drill. He's like, I'm out.
Nipsey is all into whatever is outside this window right now.
All right, last one. And then I want to dig into your own cats. Never have I ever taken in one too many cats.
Nope.
No? No? You're always right at the right. You trapped. Okay. You trap cats. So you have to see them and you want to take them all in. But then we have Nathan the Cat Lady, who is like very disciplined. He has how many cats, Nathan?
Right now I'm at 3, soon to be 4, but 3.
Is that your max? Is that your number, 4?
I think so. I had 4 for the last 8 years. I had 4. And then now I've got 3, and I kind of want to be back to 4. It's a good, it gives them each someone to play with. They're like, can partner up. I think 4 is a solid number for me.
Okay, and how about you, Trap King? How many cats have you had at the max?
Oh, at the max? I've probably had about, because I had a 7-bedroom house at one point, I probably had about 12 at one time. But that's doing cat rescue, and that's because I probably had a cat situation in every single room. Yeah. That's why I live in my RV now, because I can't trust myself with space. Because every situation, it'll be like, oh, I could take them in. I could do it. I could do it. I could do it. I could do it. And it'll be something else. And I'm like, no. I can do it. 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 And then you got about 12 cats in your house, and you're like, I can't do it.
Yep. I agree. It was before I had kids. I was married and we were living in Louisiana and somebody posted in like a local group, like, kittens need to be bottle fed. And I had done that as a kid. My mom took in a cat when we were little. And so she had done the whole bottle feeding, and that was before bottles existed, like at the pet shops. She had to go to the Toys R Us and get a bottle and make a hole in it, and that whole thing in the 80s. So I was like, I'll do it. And my husband and I had just had an argument. And he was like trying to beg me forgiveness for whatever he did, which wasn't that serious, but I got real mad about it. And I was like, you know how you're going to make it up to me? We're going to go pick up these cats and we're going to bottle feed them. And my husband had no idea what it takes to bottle feed four kittens that were 4 days old. He had no clue what he was signing up for, but he just wanted to be, you know, forgiven and forgotten whatever nonsense he had said or done. And so we went and picked up our cats. And at some point we had 9 pets in our family at that time in Louisiana. We had 5 dogs. One of them was a stray that showed up, who now lives with my sister in Spain, and 4 kittens. And it was magnificent.
It's all fun and games until you got anal glands on your hand. And then mixing KMR every 2 hours. That's when you know.
Sterling's pickup lines.
That's when you know you bottle baby foster.
You know, I was just explaining to my sister that, like, that you have to, you know, stimulate it, and she just had a baby. Yeah. And so we were talking about how difficult it is to be a mom, and I was like, well, at least you don't have to stimulate him with your tongue. Right. That's what mama cats have to do. And she was like, they do what? And I'm like, yeah, mama cats have it wrong. No, man, and they don't have a choice. So if they want that baby to survive, they gotta go and get in there, literally.
It. Yeah, gotta do it.
All right, so how many cats do you think is optimum for you, Sterling?
I mean, right now, 3 is... I have 3 right now because I'm in my RV. I think that's good enough. I don't need to. That's too many more would be crowded.
Yeah.
And Demita, my baby Demita, my oldest baby, she got a sensitive stomach. So dealing with her and my other 2, I think 3 is good for my situation now.
Yeah. You know, the older they get, the more they need. Yeah. So I have a cat and a dog. My dog is 13 now. So yeah, she's going to start needing a lot of things. So every time I'm tempted to get a second cat for Van Gogh, I'm like, no, because Kira needs your attention and Kira needs it for the next maybe 2 years. So you got to not get any more cats, even though I'm tempted so much every single day. So what big events are you guys looking forward to in 2024? Cat related, of course.
Oh, man. Hopefully, CatCon for sure. Hopefully global again.
Yeah,
Super Zoo. Terrified of Super Zoo now, but I gotta do Super Zoo again.
That's right, you got super sick.
Yeah, I collapsed in Vegas. I spent 2 days in the hospital this last time.
I remember.
Yeah, that was rough, and that wasn't from drinking and doing crazy Vegas stuff for anybody listening.
No, because if it had been that, we would all have been in the hospital with y'all.
Everybody thought it was that.
I remember. Yeah. So I shared a room in Vegas with Jessica from the Pet Parenting Reset. And apparently that Friday night after we had all gone out till who knows when, I said to her as I crashed into my bed, I think I drank too much. And then I said nothing until the next morning. So, I mean, that is Vegas. That is Super Zoo, right? Like it just is. And we had been, I think we started at like 5 and it was like 3 in the morning and we're still, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we went
going.
Yeah, that'll do it. But
yeah,
so we got that. And then I have something that I can't give any details about, but it'll be happening in the next week. And I can announce it February 14th. So
yay!
Keep an eye on February 14th on my platforms because there's something, a big rescue thing that I've been working on for the last month that I'm super excited about, but I can't talk about yet. But that's what I'm looking forward to.
Here, cheers to that, to whatever awesome thing you've got cooking. Cheers. Oh, congratulations. Cheers.
Thank you.
And best wishes. Before we wrap up, of course, I have to ask you one more question. Sure. What do you envision the perfect Valentine's Day date to be? From your perspective, not trying to impress a girl.
From my... Oof.
Oh.
Mm.
From my
For me, I would say no fancy restaurants. No, I want to be out of the public on Valentine's Day. I've had relationships on Valentine's Day. And as fun as it is spending like $300 for a quick crammed in 90-minute side-by-side table meal, like I'd rather go outside, go like hiking or go do something adventurous and then go back and do a game night, pop in a horror movie, snuggle with the cats, see where the night goes. But yeah, I'm not going out on Valentine's Day anymore. I'm over it. The last time I went on Valentine's Day, we sat down and the waiter said, he literally, and this was like the nicest steakhouse, and we're like side by side with other couples. He goes, just so you know, there's a 90-minute limit on dinner tonight. He writes 90 on the thing and sticks it on the table with the time we arrived. And I was like, wow, how romantic of you to start a stopwatch. Like I'm done. I'm over it. It's not worth it.
Yeah, I agree. How about you, Sterling? What's your perfect Valentine's Day date?
The same way. I don't really like Valentine's is usually so typical. It's the chocolates, it's the candy, it's everybody doing the exact same thing. So I would want something different. Something incorporate music and cats. That's two of my loves. Incorporate some nice music, some live music and some cats. Nothing typical, and that'll be my thing. Maybe if we go somewhere and see some live music, some instruments, something with some instruments in it. And and then take it back to cuddle with the cats. You know, cats and music.
Always cuddling with the cats. Are your cats picky about who you bring home?
Oh, you got to answer to them. They are the final judge. Demita is the most. Demita is the diva. She is probably the most picky.
Yeah.
But yeah, you gotta pass the test with the kitties. You gotta pass the test.
You gotta pass the test. Does Nathan pass the test with your kitties?
Oh yeah.
Oh, they love me. Let me tell you. Sometimes I get a little jealous because Demita was. I forgot where I went and I ran back in the RV. I think I was stopped. We stopped somewhere to go to the store or something. But I ran back in the RV and Demita is like snuggled all in Nathan's beard. And I'm like, hey,
yeah.
Like, no.
Making moves.
Get out of his beard.
That's my girl.
And how about you, Nathan? Do your cats like Sterling?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They're always like Pickles, especially because back in the day, Sterling would crash on my couch. And he'd wake up to Pickles sleeping on his chest in the morning, like staring him right in the face and meowing at him. Oh, yeah.
Is Pickles picky about who you bring home?
No, Pickles is kind of a man whore.
I have one of those, too.
Yeah.
Van Gogh likes everybody.
Yeah, Pickles, he does this thing. And any girl that comes over, he'll walk up on their chest and just start kneading on their chest. And I'm like, Pickles, like, you know. I don't blame you, but like, hey, like ask first, you know, but
we always have to ask for consent. Like jealous.
He don't care. He'll go up and he'll make eye contact with me while he does it. He's like, yeah, check this out. I'm like, all right, dude, you do you, man.
That is awesome. Well, send my regards to Pickles and the Diva and Alanis Morissette and all the others, please. I love to see them on social. I feel like I know most of them. Personally, it has been a true pleasure getting to know you guys, hearing your story, and celebrating your bromance with you. Cheers, guys.
Cheers. Thanks for having us.
Cheers. Yeah.
I want to also propose a toast to my executive producer, Mark Winter. Thank you, Mark. Sorry about the P word I said earlier. It is supposed to be a boozy show for pet lovers. We misbehave here. And also to my audience and to the listeners on Pet Life Radio, thank you for joining us for these awesome conversations. Here's to a life covered in pet hair, because there's no better way to live. Cheers!
Cheers. Love it.
Cheers.
To learn more about Covered in Pet Hair, please visit coveredinpethair.com or petliferadio.com. Thanks for watching and for listening, and I'll see you next time.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on petliferadio.com.